It's the Odium and Hour Review, isn't it?
Oh, it's such a ravey.
Sam did such a good job with that.
It's just so ravey. It's so enjoyable. We could just play that.
Another striking mind time. Right, now, I know I say this every week, but this week will blow your head off.
Get ready, everybody, because it's going to be wild.
I'm glad in a way that a lot of the other contributors aren't here.
Contributors.
This is a bit like being at the Last Supper. You know, you'd have looked at your diary and you said, oh, having a dinner with Jesus. But you didn't realise what actually was going to happen.
You mean because of how exciting Emmerdale was? This is a hell of a build-up.
Okay, I'm loving the fact that Kim Tate is back.
Yeah, so last week you mentioned that Kim Tate just appeared at the end of the final episode on Friday.
Yeah, she came back. She released from hospital, from prison to hospital, and she's... at one stage back in the UK, she was more unpopular than Margaret Thatcher.
How did they measure that? Was that some sort of a poll?
Well, you just go out and you talk to people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely a good method.
So anyway, it was actually her that ordered Graham to kill her nephew, Joe.
Right.
Because she found out he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do and he was going to marry Debbie Dingle and all that. And she wasn't happy about that. Anyway, she went down the pub, so she doesn't know any of this. She went down to the pub, the Woolpack, to just wind everybody up, basically, because she's that sort of person. And she's winding all the Dingles up, which is always a bad thing to do. And then she sat down with Nicola, who works with her. And Nicola said, Nicola said, you shouldn't wind Kane up like that, because he actually has been had up. Murdering.
Yeah, he's had a pretty bad time in jail.
Right. She's known nothing about this, and she said, "Don't dial M for murder, dial D for Dingle." I've got to have that on the t-shirt. Anyway,
that's the kind of thing that it's the kind of thing that you actually would think up in the moment, and you'd be like, "Oh yeah, don't you talk shit to me."
Anyway. Kim didn't know nothing about this. Anyway, she gets back to home farm and she goes...
We've got a caller, Rob. Do you want to take the call?
She goes absolutely poster, because I'm into this. No one's going to stop me. She gets right into Graham and says, what happened? I told you to kill him. He explained what had happened. Kane turned up, king at him, hit his head, bang, all over.
Yeah.
He said, I've got rid of the body. It's all good. And all that. So she goes, okay. So she starts going through the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for all the accounts and she goes, hang on, there's money going off of one of our offshore accounts here in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And Graham goes, oh, that must have been when Nicola and Robert tried to rip me off when I was drunk and like, remember that?
As a way to just be like, oh, let's rip him off, set up an offshore account and
No, they try to rip Graham off because he was drunk and all that. Anyway, she goes, look. He goes, oh, no, it must have been them. So she goes, oh, I'm going to sort this out. I'm going to get a private investigator on it, right?
Right.
Next day, she comes into the thing and she goes, I've got some photos here. Look who's just been drawing money out of an account.
Oh,
Joe.
No.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you know what? I've known about this for 5 months. You wouldn't believe the pressure I've been under knowing that Joe's still alive.
Yeah, people are approaching... approaching you on the street, aren't they? Saying, hey, Rob, what's happening
no,
with
no,
the...
No, the worst thing is Renee, my friend that does, Renee does Gang of Four, we are Emmerdale buddies.
Yeah.
And she's kept going on about Joe and I couldn't tell her. Because I know, because I'm that sad, we're about 5 months behind the UK, I follow them on Instagram so I know what's happening. Anyway, he goes, look, you know...
It must have been eating you up inside, Rob, to just be...
That's
secret.
Why I haven't been sleeping properly, when I think about
Fair
it,
enough,
do you know what I mean?
Well, I can't blame you.
So, anyway, see, I'm not even looking at my notes anymore now.
I know, you're just free-balling.
So, anyway, what'd you call it?
Free-balling.
Okay. Right, so, hang on. Sound effects?
He's free-balling!
So, anyway, she goes, right, well, you've got to get rid of him now. And he goes, no, he's gone, you won't find him. So she goes, get out. Just get out.
Right.
Get out. So he leaves, and then next episode he comes back and he goes, look, I know what's happened, but you know, it's all good, you know. Let's just get on with it. You'll never find him. She goes, and he goes, right, we got to tell Kane he didn't kill Link. And she went, no. And he went, no, we're going to tell him. And he's put his foot down. And he is the scariest person I've ever seen on TV. He's got one of them voices. He just talks like that.
Does he talk like he's a bad geezer?
No, he don't talk. Like that. No, he's not gay. He's like...
It's more like this, is he
he's
like...
He's like ex...
Oh, it's bad. I'm going to get
this
you.
It's like watching a Graham Norton show. What is going on?
I'm
going
to kill you.
What's going to happen, though? Well, what are you feeling from it?
Well, I think that Joe might come back. This Kim Tate, she's just gone round and wound everybody in the village up. Everybody hates her. I think someone might try to top her.
Kim?
Yeah.
What? Who?
Who would do it? One of the dingles, surely.
One of the dingles
I think, Finn, to be honest with you, you are Finn Dingle. You might get a phone call soon saying you've got to come home.
Kane Dingle. He's got nothing to lose. He's got nothing to lose, right?
But one of my brothers has got to be out there. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. But it's... There's so much going on there. Please watch it. But I will keep you informed with it all. But Kane's being really like coy at the moment. He doesn't know yet.
Right.
But
Kane doesn't know.
Kane doesn't know that he didn't kill him.
But not
the storylines. Yeah. When you talk to him next week, don't tell him. But the storylines are that tight. It's really, really good. I'm loving every second of it.
As the listenership may not know, every time I meet Rob on a Saturday, he always goes, you know what? This week, Emmerdale has just been pecan.
But did you know, I'll sicken that.
I told you Joe was still alive, what was your... I'll see you fall over for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. I slapped both my cheeks. I looked at myself in the mirror and
I just love the writing of it. You got all that crazy shit going on and then you got that don't dial in for murder, dial D for dingle.
Well, I think the whole thing is like, you're like, yeah, I'm into it. And you're like, whoa, hold on. You can't be... Are you really?
But, to be honest with you, Finn, there are storylines that I will not talk about on here because they're too heavy.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about it gets pretty dark.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. But please watch it.
Yeah.
We're going to call it. Should we take that call? Do you feel like it, Rob?
Let's get into it.
Do you feel like it? I hope it's relevant. Hello, caller. You're live on the air.
Hey, who sings the song I'm a Firestarter, Little Instigator?
Prodigy.
Oh, I'm a Firestarter, Little Instigator. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, Twisted Firestarter.
Can you play the techno version?
That is a techno version, I think.
Oh, thank you.
It?
Bye.
See you, mate. Huh. Fantastic.
So you were going to stop Emmerdale Farm for that.
I thought maybe it would be relevant. It turned out not to be.
I think what it is now, all the listeners are sitting there with the tissues out, like mopping their foreheads.
Wiping their eyes. They're in tears, afraid for their safety.
Kim Tate, I'm loving every second of her being on the show.
You know what I love, Rob, is that dude like called three times to get that in, to be like, hey, what's that name of that band? Dude, you knew the name of the song. Seriously, you just Googled it.
You know it, right? Yeah,
you know it.
Just go to Google, that's what I do.
Yeah. Shazam? Shazam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Well, thanks for another fantastic Emmerdale review, Rob.
I'll tell you what,
what's coming up in the future?
I know there's some real good... there's a real sad storyline coming up and some good stuff. One of the Dingles is... not very well.
I know that you know this because you are looking here because of the Instagram. So it's a little bit of a sneaky one, isn't it?
Sometimes I see things and I thought I can't unsee that.
All right, we're going to close this out. I'm going to play the outro. You ready?
The Dingles.
Go the Dingles. Power to the Dingles.
Emmerdale.